a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
I wore my mask into the studio here, just kind of anticipation of what the governor is going to decide a little later on this morning.
Yeah, we're going to see what happens, around 11:30?
Yes.
I think that's about the time. Let's jump into the whole show. We've got a great one planned for you. It's 9:05. It is time for the launch.
Sequence engaged.
And here are the three things that Debbie wants you to know.
Countdown 3.
Yeah, that COVID-19 app that's free to download to your phone. Oh, but it's costing taxpayers millions. We're going to look into this. Is it making a difference in the fight against the pandemic here in Utah? Or is it time for taxpayers to ask for a refund? An outspoken lawmaker joins us live with her take, Dave.
Yeah, sometimes I wonder if I downloaded the right app because it just hasn't really done much for me. It's the Healthy Together app.
Yep.
I've had it since the beginning, and in the last 40 days, I've received 4 notifications.
Countdown 2.
The Democratic candidate for governor, Chris Peterson, going to join us live at 10:05 to talk about his plan to deal with the health and the economic fallout from the pandemic. On the same day, there's behind-the-scenes intrigue. John Huntsman Jr. as a write-in candidate in November?
Ooh, you're right. Intrigue. A write-in candidate is not as simple as just writing in the candidate. I'm going to walk you through the easy but necessary steps you'd have to take to get a write-in win.
Launch countdown 1.
To mandate or not to mandate the mask. We are anxiously awaiting the governor's decision that's expected at 11:30 this morning. You know what? If we just mask up on our own, Utah, we wouldn't need to be discussing a mandate right now. Am I right, Dave?
You have never been more right in your entire life. You're right. If we would just do it ourselves, we wouldn't have to worry about anything else. I would fall out of my seat right here in the Kaysville Bureau if the governor mandates a mask. But I could totally see him letting the counties decide for themselves. Is that good governance? Or is he ducking the issue?
Dave and Genovic.
The launch.
Commence.
Mandatory mask requirement. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Oh, what will Governor Herbert decide? What can he make the announcement during our show? You must know by now that I'm a strong supporter of the mask, that I wear my mask everywhere. 11:30 this morning. Boyd Matheson will be on the microphone when that happens. Top Republican leaders in Utah's House and Senate have already beat the governor to their announcements. I was a little surprised by that. Calling for no mask mandate. Will he side with his fellow Republicans? Or will he side with doctors and hospitals calling for a statewide mask mandate? Ooh.
As we said at 11:30, we expect that announcement. We'll hear it live here on KSL News Radio. Let's dive into the 4 choices Governor Herbert could make about the mask.
Yeah, first, will he stick with top Republicans? Senate President Stuart Adams, House Speaker Brad Wilson, both came out against a statewide mask mandate yesterday in separate statements. They say no to a sweeping mandate, but they want you to wear the mask voluntarily. Okay, voluntarily. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas has more.
Senate President Stuart Adams and House Speaker Brad Wilson issued statements after meeting with the governor earlier this week. KSL.com reports they pointed out the situations are different in Utah's urban and rural counties. Adams also raised the question of how to enforce that requirement. Governor Gary Herbert has also been meeting with the state's top health officials, who are urging a statewide mask order as a way to get more people to wear them. He'll announce his decision later this morning. Dan Bonas, KSL News Radio.
And if you follow these guys on Twitter at all, they have been very, very pro-mask and have been pro-mask for a long time. They are anti-mandating mask wearing, which is very much where I've landed for a long time. I'm very much a mask wearer. We wear it as a family as much as we can. Not perfect, but yeah, we definitely believe in masks, don't like the mandate.
And they're bringing up some legitimate questions. Questions like, what about enforcement? What's the punishment going to look like? Which is what you tried to pin me down on yesterday, Dave. And also supporting local control. And as you said, a lot of people heavily criticizing. I went to Speaker Brad Wilson's Twitter feed this morning. I mean, there's a lot of comments there. And I was surprised at how many people were pro-mask mandate. Tweeting at him things like, boo, wrong. Another one called him a murderer. And that is way, 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 way off base in my view. That's way off base.
And that's where we devolve the conversation and the discussion and the debate and all the good stuff when you start taking those kind of pot shots.
We have to be able to have a healthy debate. We have to be able to respect points of view, even though we don't agree with them. But on the other side of this debate, hospitals do want a statewide mask mandate. The Utah Hospital Association wants it. Former Lieutenant Governor Greg Bell, who's now with the Utah Hospital Association, talked with Utah's Morning News about this very thing yesterday. Boy, all that hardship we went through in March and April, then people have to start realizing, wait a minute, it's a fairly small sacrifice to wear a mask.
One of my favorite things I've heard him say is it is a small sacrifice to wear a mask. And I could not agree more. It is such a small sacrifice. We've given up so much over the past months. We sacrificed school and family vacations and our health, all these things. It is such a, it's almost, I'm at a loss for words, Debbie. Why are we fighting against this one? We've given up so much. Why not this?
I was shocked when I walked into church a couple of weeks ago, Dave, and no one in my church, I attend the Catholic church, a lot of people were not wearing a mask. And I was surprised, and I thought, oh, we can do better than this. We must do better than this. Now that we have more information about the mask, hey, Dave, I want to get into these four options we think that the governor has. Okay, option one, stay the course, no statewide mandate. Give permission to the counties that want a mask mandate and need one because of rising cases. Okay, that's option one. Option two, give every county blanket permission to require masks in their county. And that helps keep local control. Now, you remember the governor has to grant permission to counties who want to require masks. So that's option two. Option three, the Texas model. Exempt those counties with low case counts. In fact, Texas Governor Abbott was mum on the mask mandate until cases began to skyrocket in his state. And then he's like, put the mask on.
We are now at a point where the virus is spreading so fast there is little margin for error.
And that's the Texas model, is to exempt counties with a low case count, Dave. Do you like that idea?
Yeah. I mean, there's other options. I love option two. I think option two is very powerful. Give every county blanket permission to require masks in their county. That allows everybody to kind of do that same thing. What works for your area?
Option four, mandate masks be worn everywhere and face blowback from some of those Republican leaders who've said, no mask mandate.